Hello friends, my name is Amruta Haldankar and I am a travel and tourism expert and faculty. I teach travel tourism subjects in colleges and institutes. Now, the subject that we are going to deal with is geography of travel. The subject deals with how geography has an effect and impact in travel and tourism patterns across the world. So, in the subject, let us deal with first chapter, that's geography. What are we going to cover in this? These are the key points that we are going to cover. The introduction, there are many definitions of subject geography, uses of geography, what is the purpose, why is it needed to be studied, then the types of geography or the sub topics which are there, subjects which are there, physical geography, human social, integrated geography, regional geography, and what are the recent developments that we have seen in subject geography. Let us take them one by one. Now, geography was a word coined some 2000 years ago by the Greeks geo and graphein, which combined to mean earth writing and earth description. Now, we are talking about 2000 years ago when the early stages of geography subject is studied by explorers. The main reason behind this was to find out new lands across the world, where there are continents, where are the oceans, and then map the world accordingly. This was needed to develop new trade routes. Now, as a separate academic discipline, which it further came up, geography emerged out of a demand for teaching knowledge about the world's environment and people. Slowly, geography evolved from there to what we have here. It is studying of specific regions, continents, different landforms. That is the physical science of geography. Apart from that, what is endemic to that particular region, how it has affected the people, and went ahead and given rise to specific cultures in that locations. So today it is an established in the academic community, and its relevance grew to be recognized worldwide. So today what we are seeing is with respect to environment, the changes that we are seeing in environment patterns, say the negative effects that we are learning because of human activities, those all are studied under geography. So geography has become a very important subject in order to study the human activities, impacts on environment, and the interrelation between human and environment. Now, these are certain definitions which we see here. Geography is the science that studies the lands and its features, the inhabitants, and the phenomenon of the earth. So it is studying the land and its features. So when we are talking about land and its features, we are talking about mountains, rivers, plains, plateaus. We are talking about the inhabitants, that is both the human life form and the marine life or the animals that are living there. The phenomenon of the earth, that is the effects of earth's rotation or revolution and how it affects the people who are living in that particular region. Geography is referred to as the bridge between the human and physical science. Now, when we are talking about physical science or physical state of geography, we are dealing into various processes which are there, that is say evaporation or precipitation or other physical science, that is the soil type or other things which are there, and the human activities which are impacting it. So geography terms to be a bridge between the human activities and this physical science. So it gives us a tool as to connect this both. Geography as a tool to provide accurate, orderly and rational description and interpretation of the variable character of the earth's surface. Now, as far as the subject geography is concerned, it gives us certain tools or certain data as to how to recognize, identify, that is, different locations. So if I am talking about, say, a climatic zone which is pertinent to a particular location, geography is the subject which will help me in recognizing the particular land and to what climatic zone it belongs to. Furthermore, it is orderly and rational description, that is what which kind of climate can be described as arid, or which kind of climate will be described as desert, or what can be termed as monsoon. All this have specific characteristics and various definitions, which is the part which comes under geography. It's interpretation of variable character of the earth's surface. So it is not only recording the data. Suppose if we are talking about how much rain a particular region has, is the data that we have. Later on, it is interpreting the data as to why so much rain is there in that region and why not in other. What are the patterns that are going to affect it? Then again, there is a prediction knowledge that we have, that is when the rains are going to happen, how much the rains are going to happen. So all this is interpreting the data or the recordings that are collected, and then making sure that we use this knowledge or use this study to our own benefit. So there is the variable character of Earth's surface. So we are talking about various processes. So overall on Earth, the climatic zones are there. They are different. That is, they are variable and they are changing continuously. So this change has to be recorded. This change has to be studied in an orderly manner. So it all comes under the subject geography. Geography is a descriptive science that explains surface of the Earth, its division into continents and countries, and the climate, plants, animals, natural resources, inhabitants and industries of various division. Now, how does geography help us into explaining all this? How does it describe it? When we are talking about geography and when we are talking about recognizing a country, we see that there are many many variables which come as to what claims to be a region. For example, if we are talking about a landmass like Europe and Asia, there are certain specific descriptive characteristics which are dealing with Asia and certain descriptions which are dealing with Europe. And that is how we divide the entire landmass into continent Asia and continent Europe. So some specific characteristics are given to Asia, which is studied by geography, and then certain characteristics to Europe. So that's how we get a finite description or definition of what is to be termed as Asia and what is to be termed as Europe. Furthermore, the climatic zones that we have a specific classification system under which type of climate will be termed as and they are named. Then the plants, animals, natural resources. So we understand by the study that there are certain regions which are famous for that particular plant. So a type of plant will be found only in those regions. Reasons behind this are the climatic condition is suitable for the growth of that plant, or say polar bears are found only in the polar regions. Then there are certain flowers which are found only in that particular region. There are coral reefs which are specific to that particular area. So that's geography, which explains why. Natural resources, inhabitants and industries. How are industries in a particular region influenced by geography of that region? That is studied here. So suppose if we are talking about, say, a country which is industrialized more. How does geography influence? Suppose we have many natural resources over there. So industries who are going to be active in that region will be based on the material or the resources which we are going to get in that particular area. Similarly, if a country has a good climate for farming, that is agricultural produce, this will be the major occupation of people who are living there. So that is how geography will influence the industries. It deals with the distribution of life on Earth, including human life, and the effects of human activity on other life forms. So here we are dealing with how does human activities interrelate with respect to other life forms. Now let us check human activities and its effect on other life forms. Now suppose if we are talking about urbanization, there will be human activities like deforestation which will take place. Cutting down of trees is going to affect the wildlife which is in that particular region. It is also going to affect the environment, maybe leading to temperature rise, which is again going to affect the life forms. Similarly, if we are talking about human activity like fishing in oceans, if it crosses certain limits, it's going to affect the food chain of marine life over there. So there are certain specific effects of each human activity on the environment. So that is studied in geography as well. A study of man's relationship with the environment and the complex interrelations. So here again we are going to study how human activities and how environmental processes are together, and they have complex interrelations. So some of the activities of human will have a negative impact. It might go ahead and change certain processes, leading to further depreciation of environment over there. So that is how we study in geography. These are the things which is explained. Now, to understand the reciprocal links between people and natural world, special processes shaping economy, society, and the environment. Now, we need to understand how there are each and everything is linked. For example, if we take shaping up of economy, suppose if we are talking about say country like Italy, whose climate is suitable for grapes, that is growing grapes or vines. So that is how there are many vineyards which are there in Italy, which comes up with a wine industry. So there are many occupations which are there. That wine industry is going to be a part of the country's economy. Similarly, if we are talking about, say, example taken in a country like India, if we are talking about certain things which are famous for that particular region, for example, let's take pashmina shawls, which are made from pashmina goat wool. So that is something specific which is found only in that region. So that's how it's going to help in that region's economy. Further ahead, we have special processes, society and the environment. There are specific things like the culture of people, which is also influenced by geography of that particular region or climate of that particular region. Say culture will involve many rituals. Most of the rituals will be interrelated with respect to seasonal variations. There are many festivals which are also related to seasonal variations. So there can be festivals like harvesting festival, which is celebrated at that particular time in the region. So that's a culture. Then there can be the cuisine of the food, which is again influenced by the climate of that region. So this is how there are links between each of these things. It helps to understand how culture, values and taste, political situations and economic conditions create unique cultural landscapes. Now here we see what are political situations. Climate does affect in certain ways the political boundaries and political relations between the countries. For example, we can say there are certain water wars which are going on, especially with river Nile, which we have, or Jordan River. There are also Indian Chinese water wars which have come up in news regarding water of that particular region. So we are talking about conflicts which arise because of sharing of natural resources. So there are many political situations. Even in India, we see that there are state conflicts which are arising because of the usage of certain natural resources. So geography or study of geography also involves studying these aspects. Now, with respect to geography, there are unique cultural landscapes which are created. So let's take an example here when we are talking about Indian subcontinent and how its culture is different with respect to other world. We can clearly see the effect of the barrier Himalayas, which has made sure that India or the Indian subcontinent was slightly different or slightly away from rest of Asia. Because it remained inaccessible for most of the people to cross over Himalayas and come to India. So that is how we were less influenced. So the culture remained towards Indian subcontinent. So there are certain natural or geographical physical barriers which go ahead and create a different culture with respect to that region. Again, if we take one more example of say certain ethnic groups which have remained original to their things or their culture, is because of its inaccessibility or because of its remoteness from other countries. For example, the ethnic groups that we have at our islands like Andaman Nicobar, these have remained ethnic or these have remained untouched or unexploited because of its remoteness from mainland. All right. So the geography or climate of a region does affect. Now, information about the population, cultural patterns, political boundaries, agriculture, industrialization and urban development comes under its purview. So again, geography encompasses the study of urban developments as well. industrialization as well. Now, ideally, if we see globalization, we see most of the major cities are concentrated near to major airports or near to major seaports. All right. So, ideally, if we see most of these global cities that we have are near to the coastal areas of each continent. So, they have come up and became the urban centers, or urbanization has been come up over there. So, again, here, geography of that region has influenced it to become an important city because of its proximity towards seaports. That would be the ideal trade route. Now, let's check physical geography. It is one of the branches of geography that we have. One of the oldest branch, early purpose to map features and places observed as explorers traveled to new lands. Now, when we are talking about physical geography, the word itself tells us we are studying the physical structures of geography. The early purpose was to find out where is what, so which locations, how is the entire world, how many continents are there, where are the islands, what can be. And most of these explorers were commissioned, that is sponsored by great kings and monarchs, in the view that we might find new lands which they can capture or use them as new markets for the trades. Now, today it studies how humans constantly modify their environment due to growing human population and their increased consumption of resources. It also covers the strategies to reduce the negative impact of human activities on nature. Now, this was the earlier purpose of physical geography. What physical geography today has evolved is it's a science which studies how we humans are constantly changing our environment. That is, if we are talking about, say, technological environment in certain ways, like lots of computers, lots of other technological advancements, because of which we have the new thing known as the technological garbage that we have, we do not know where to dispose it off. So, it is again hammering or affecting our environment in some way. It is modifying our environment. So, we have this increasing pollution because of our human activities, which is going to modify a particular environment. The example would be the global warming that is taking place, the increased level of sea. All this are direct effects of human activities, and these are studied. Then again, there is the consumption of resources and negative impact, that is how the strategies are developed. Now, there are certain geographers who will come up with different strategies to curb this negative impacts. For example, if we have there are certain remedial issues like planting specific trees in a particular region which is noted for soil pollution. That is, if a soil has more amount of salt or more amount of certain harmful chemicals, planting of a typical species of plant over a large area in that particular region will those plants are capable of absorbing these harmful chemicals and degrading these chemicals into something less harmful. So there are certain strategies which geography can studies of geography can come up. Now, some of the dominant themes that are studied under physical geography is degradation of the earth system. When we are talking about earth system, we are talking about the four system, which is lithosphere, that's the land, biosphere, the plants and animals that are there, hydrosphere, the water system, and atmosphere, the air system that we have. So, degradation of earth system, how we have affected the earth system. Resource use issues, that is our natural resources which are already in a limit, in a finite limit, and how they are going to be used, how sustainably they can be used. Then there are natural hazards. Now, here we are talking about study of natural hazards and recording the natural hazards plus the interpretation of them and what we can do to stop them, or at least to make sure that we have certain plan of action against them. Environmental impact assessment. Now, this is a study which is done as to how much human activities or certain processes have affected the environment and in what way. So, that's an assessment, environmental impact assessment. Furthermore, it also studies the interrelation between what environment has an impact on humans. the effect of urbanization and land use change on natural environment. Now, here we are talking about the industrialization, globalization, or urbanization of the countries or the regions. So, when we are talking about globalized or industrialization, we clearly see migration of population from village areas to main cities. When this happens, there is population rise in these cities, that is the concentration of people living in the cities increase. This further leads to pressure on already finite resources which we have. So we come up with shortage of water, or there are drainage issues which are there. So this is studied in physical geography. Furthermore, there are land use change. Now, when we are talking about say more industrialized nations, that is more and more industries are coming up, the area of farming starts reducing. So land which once was earlier was used for say farming, today it will be used for either constructing new buildings for being there, that is for staying, or for other uses. So land use change on natural environment. This changes in some way the environment of that region. So there are drainage patterns which are also studied in here. Furthermore, due to constructions, that is construction of roads, there are deforestation which takes place. So all this are effects, direct effects of urbanization, direct effects of globalization. So these are studied. It is a sub-discipline of two much larger fields of study, that is geography and earth science. Now, physical science can be termed as the sub-discipline of earth science, which deals with specific earth issues, that is say soil study or other sciences which are directly with respect to the planet earth, and geography, which compasses overall broader sense. So physical geography can be said to be combining both geography and earth science. So its main purpose is to explain the spatial characteristics of various natural phenomena associated with earth systems. Now there are many processes such as natural phenomena which is occurring, say wind patterns which are there in atmosphere. Then we have certain other food chains which are there. There are different kinds of phenomena which are seen. So physical geography is something which will explain us as to this phenomena, why it occurs, and what are the specific effects of it, or what are the effects which will change these patterns or processes. It focuses on geography as an earth science, wherein it aims to understand the physical problems and issues of earth system. So say some of the issues which are still there, and geographers around the world are trying to find solutions to it, trying to find how we can decrease these issues or problems. So there can be say the glacier melting, or the global warming, or the rising sea level. So all these issues of earth system which are there, those are the physical geography tries to understand the why these issues are there and how we can do to curb them. The global flora and fauna patterns. Now we have we understand that there are certain regions which will show typical flora or fauna characteristic to that particular region. So there is a pattern. There is also migratory patterns of certain birds or certain animals which are there. So physical geography helps us understand this pattern. For example, there are certain months only wherein valley of flower in India will bloom. There are certain gardens which have the spring festivals, wherein the entire garden will be full of spring. That is, it will be showing the beauty of nature that is that we have. So it is a pattern, and the changing or the variability of seasons is affecting it in some way. And we need to study that, or we need to study how this pattern is working, whether it is changing it for better or for worse. It concentrates on the Earth's surface process. Now, when we are talking about Earth's surface process, we are dealing with certain science which deals with the surface of Earth. So we are talking about chemical compositions of soil. We are talking about the eruptions that take place on surface Earth. So it also concentrates on those processes and how the changes in environment are affecting these processes.